Morning Watch, the intrinsic and organic building up of the church as the body of Christ, week one. The intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence, Saturday. Related verses, 2 Corinthians 10:4 through 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of strongholds, as we overthrow reasonings and every high thing rising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. Psalms 139:23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there is some harmful way in me, and lead me on the eternal way. Revelation 2:4 through 5. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen from, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I am coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Colossians 1:12-13. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Romans 12:11. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Suggested reading. The third symptom of problems with man's thoughts is rebellion. Some saints may be touched by the Lord, but inwardly they are still rebellious and unwilling to submit. They harbor various thoughts that are disobedient, stubborn, and offensive to the Lord. Hence, we have to bear the responsibility to intercede for them, because our warfare is spiritual, not fleshly. We cannot confront a brother and say, "Brother, your thoughts are rebellious." The more we chastise him in this way, the more rebellious he will become. This is unacceptable. We must pray that all his reasonings and rebellious, stubborn, and disobedient thoughts would be taken captive unto the obedience of Christ. Another symptom of problems with man's thoughts is corruption. Some saints do not have hardened thoughts. It seems that they receive the Lord's leading. Neither are their thoughts blinded. When we speak of spiritual things, they understand. However, there is still a danger that their thoughts can be corrupted. This symptom is very difficult and quite deceiving. Although many saints are somewhat turned toward the Lord and love him, they are also turned toward other things. Their thoughts are not focused, pure, single, and simple. Remember that we are pure virgins. The requirement of a pure virgin is a single love, a pure love, a simple love, and even a foolish love. A wife must love her husband to the extent of being foolish. That is, no matter whether her husband is good or bad, for her consideration of him is always good. If a wife is always criticizing her husband, there is a problem with her love. Although we may not criticize the Lord, Satan often seduces us with things other than the Lord. If we do not love the Lord very much or enjoy the Lord when we pray read, it is because our thoughts are not pure or clean. Our thoughts have been corrupted. If we desire to be pure virgins loving the Lord, our thoughts must contain no mixture. This requirement is strict. Our thoughts must be pure. Once our thoughts are pure, our hardened thoughts will be softened, our blinded thoughts will be unveiled, and our rebellious thoughts will be subdued. Blinded thoughts come from hardened thoughts. Hardened thoughts come from rebellious thoughts, and rebellious thoughts come from impure thoughts. Romans 8:6 says that we should set our mind on the Spirit. In order for our thoughts to be rescued, our thoughts must be turned. Our thoughts must be focused. Our thoughts must be purified, and our thoughts must be on the proper track. I hope we all have this prayer. Lord, have mercy on me. I have no way to deal with my thoughts. O Lord, rescue my thoughts. Gather my thoughts. Focus my thoughts. Lord, rescue my thoughts so that they can focus on you. Search my thoughts and rescue my thoughts. We should spend a good amount of time to thoroughly pray about this matter. We must allow our thoughts to be rescued, dealt with, focused, and gathered so that our thoughts can be pure. Then when we go to a meeting, we will discover that our thoughts are as transparent as crystal. Once our thoughts are pure, they will be softened, unveiled, and subdued. Then our enjoyment of Christ will be thorough and transparent. May the Lord have mercy on us. Amen.